Well, hello everyone, and welcome to another edition of Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith, and we've got an hour of great bluegrass music lined up that I hope you're going to enjoy. That's our theme tune playing called Soaring on the Strings, or one of the theme tunes anyway. And today in the studio, I've got a guest with me, my old friend Alan Rhodes from the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band, and he's in town, so I thought I'd take an opportunity to talk to him about the new Hamilton County release, These Old Hands. Alan, of course, was very much part of that, doing most of the lead vocals and as a guitarist, and he even supplied the old hands. So,
I was nabbed.
You're a marked man with having those hands. So we'll be talking to him, but we'll be playing some other music as well that I think you're going to enjoy, and hope Alan's going to enjoy too. Let's listen now to the rest of the theme. Like that, Alan?
That was good. Was that Jeremy playing bass?
No, that was Daniel Beckman playing bass, playing electric bass on that, and they were recorded in Steve Garden's progressive studio up in Auckland.
Right.
Late 1980s, I think. Wow. That was.
Okay.
And that's a good fun tune to play. Well, I've selected some music that I think you might like too, so when you listen to it, you remember in the early days we listened to a lot of country, Osborne Brothers.
Osborne Brothers, yes. They had love them. Yeah.
Magic voices. Mm. And Bobby Osborne's tenor vocal leading the band was just great. Well, Larry Stevenson is a bit like a Bobby Osborne. And I got an album here called Weep Little Willow, and I picked a couple of tracks off that I think you like. Sweet Little Darling, Don't You Cry. That's a pretty much classic bluegrass. And then, because you have this fixation with train songs and things, I've picked a few train songs, and we got one called Midnight Train. So let's listen to Larry Stevenson and the Larry Stevenson Band. I better tell you who they are first off. I've got to find out who they are. Larry Stevenson doing lead and tenor vocals, playing mandolin. Kenny Ingram is playing banjo and doing harmony vocals. Kevin Richardson on guitar, lead and harmony vocals, and Matt Wright on bass, lead and harmony vocals, and Aubrey Haney comes in on fiddle. Great album recorded last year, and here we come. Sweet Little Darling, Don't You Cry.
Dry those tears from your eyes and tell the blues to say goodbye. Sweet little darling, don't you cry. Pick up the pieces and move along. Get next to me, I won't treat you wrong. I'll hold you close where you belong. Little darling, let the hurt be gone. Sweet little darling, don't you cry. Let me dry those tears from your eyes and tell the blues to say goodbye. Sweet little darling, don't you cry. By the hand, forget the one who wouldn't understand that a woman's love can make a man. I know, little darling, you're the one who can. Sweet little darling, don't you cry. Let me dry those those tears from your eyes and tell the blues to say goodbye. Sweet little darling, don't you cry. Sweet little darling, let me see you smile. Sweet little darling, don't you cry. Let me dry those tears from your eyes and tell the blues to say goodbye. Sweet little darling, don't you cry. And tell the blues to say goodbye. Sweet little darling, don't you cry.
Train when it's leaving, and I'm going away to stay. Always wanted to know where this engine did go. Gonna go where it goes today. Oh, she said she'd be true till the fighting was through. Said she'd wait for me till the end. But she's proven untrue and her sweet love is through, so I'm catching the train again. I'll be riding that midnight train when it's leaving, and I'm going away to stay. Always wanted to know where this engine did go. Gonna go where it goes today. Old song, then she'll know that she's wrong, 'cause I'm leaving my old hometown. Oh, she told me she'd wait just to be my sweet date, then she threw down my heart to the ground. I'll be riding that midnight train when it's leaving, and I'm going away to stay. Always wanted to know where this engine did go. Gonna go where it goes today. Train when it's leaving, and I'm going away to stay. Always wanted to know where this engine did go. Gonna go where it goes today. Always wanted to know where this engine did go. Gonna go where it goes today.
Well, there's first train song of the program for you, Alan.
Yeah, good.
You like that, right? Okay, good. It's I'll just song. Get our levels sorted out here so we know what's going on. Right, we have this nicely packaged blue album called These Old Hands. And how come we started doing an album?
Well, I think my son David, who engineered the album, he had always trying to get his dad to come in with the band yes. to record, and we had a few meetings, and finally we got a date set, and we went up and we did it over a couple of weekends, wasn't it?
It was a real thrill having the Next Generation involved, wasn't it? You with Dave being the engineer, and Dave in particular wanted Jeremy involved because he knew Jeremy had a very keen ear for the music, and having played in Hamilton County as bass player for many years, pretty much knew intimately what we were capable of doing.
Yeah.
And so with David,
two of them.
David and Jeremy bossing their dads around. it was very good, and I found it a very satisfactory process.
It was great.
Lovely working with your son Dave, because the thing that became alive to me was that they cared deeply about what we sounded like and what we were projecting. So they were forever
twiddling
and giving you rest and really working out how they could make us sound better, and how we could get a better result out of it, which was a really great feeling to have in the studio. And that was good. And so we got the band there and we decided that it was time for another album. There was enough material around. You had some stuff, but we all contributed bits of stuff and found songs and things, didn't we?
Yeah. And that worked out really well, and we're very, very proud of it.
Yeah. Well, what song would you like to do first?
Off the album? Let's stick with the Trains.
Do you want to do which one first? We were going to do This Train Ain't Never Gonna Stop. Would you like to do that one?
Why not?
Hang on.
Can we do that?
That's number nine. I'll wind
it
down.
Will never stop. We will keep going.
Yeah, you wrote this, didn't you? So this is the Hamilton County train. Yeah. You realise that Hamilton County doesn't exist in New Zealand. You know, there's no such place as Hamilton County in New Zealand. Yeah. In Ohio and in Florida and North Carolina, there's
probably
Hamilton
Island.
County. So, Ireland's probably got one, but Hamilton hasn't. So, okay, so here's a song that Alan wrote called This Train Ain't Never Gonna Stop.
Stopping at a station, boarding set to travel. At the time we never knew what would unravel. The train we took in 67 took us all the way to heaven, and we're still up on the mountain riding high. Back in the day when youth was king, we'd love to hear that banjo ring. There was nothing that could stand in our way. Stopped at a station in 69, we just played on down the line. Where we'd end up, it never crossed our mind. This train never stops, it just keeps on going. Rolling down the track, never looking back. Though the years have slipped away, we're still working every day. This train ain't never gonna stop. Country where the sun is burning hot, we were helped along the way and learned a lot. We played to young and old in the great outback, then we were back on the train rolling down the track. This train never stops, it just keeps on going. Rolling down the track, never looking back. Though the years have slipped away, we're still working every day. This train ain't never gonna stop. We were noisy little kids in those early days. Never thought this train would take us all the way. Through a life of playing music and songs together, now it looks like we're gonna ride forever. This train never stops, it just keeps on going. Rolling down the track, never looking back. Though the years have slipped away, we're still working every day. This train ain't never gonna stop. No, this train ain't never gonna stop.
Well, you're quite correct. This train's never going to stop. It's going to be interesting seeing what happens. We've got Tim playing bass and singing harmony. We've had Tyler playing bass, my grandson, in the thing. Yeah, so it has rumbled on a bit longer than most people would have expected. I think some of his running gear needs replacing every now and then. Yeah, okay. What's the next song you'd like to do?
What about Pam? Pam's an integral part of the band.
Oh, she sings so good, doesn't
and,
she?
I'd like to hear her sing her song. I'm Gone.
I'm Gone. Mm. This is a country song that I remember started out, and Pam said, hey, this is quite a good song, and we thought that we could sort of bluegrass it up a little bit more, didn't we, and sort of add some driving sounds to it. We think it's fast, but actually when I listen to it now, I think it could have been faster. But you might have had to get another banjo player.
Shall we redo it?
I don't think I could hold playing faster for that long. Let me see if I can find it here.
The lock, honey, it was 3 o'clock. You came walking in. Saw you take your boots off, trying not to get caught, coming home late again. While you thought that I was sleeping, I was laying there thinking about the way you've been doing me wrong. Goodbye, farewell, so long, I'm gone.
I'm gone, like a southbound freight train, semi on a four-lane,
rolling down a one-way track.
I'm gone.
See you later, alligator, baby, I ain't ever coming back. You'll be a long way from here, and you'll be crying in your beer like an old Hank Williams song.
Goodbye, farewell, so long,
I'm gone. Tired of your white lies, stupid little alibi, should've known all along. All my friends warned me, told me what you used to be, baby, now I'm catching on. Well, I wrote this little ditty just for you, and it ain't pretty, and you can't sing along. Goodbye, farewell, so long, I'm gone.
I'm gone, like a southbound freight train, semi on a four-lane.
That's a good fun song to sing. Mm. You and Tim doing the vocals below Pam. Mm. It sounds really great.
It's good fun, eh? Yeah.
That's two tracks from the Hamilton County album, These Old Hands. That's available on iTunes, and it's also available on Spotify, and there's a few other things where you can get it electronically. Allen Rhodes Pottery, yes, that's for sale, and we'll talk about that. And you can get it from live gigs. We do have real copies. If you want a real copy sent to you, you can email me at Paul Trenwith, PaulTrenwith at gmail.com, and tell me you want an album, give me your details, and we'll talk about how you can pay for it, and you can have your own copy. Yep. But in the meantime, we're playing a few tracks from that now. Yes, you have a pottery, but that is that, what that your real life?
Well, yeah, that's my other part of my life.
Yes.
And I've been making pots since 1975.
So you've been quite good at it now.
You're always learning, I tell you.
Are you really? And,
yeah, lots of things can go wrong between digging the clay, making the pot, drying it, firing it. A lot can go wrong, but yes, we're actually quite good now. We actually don't have a lot of losses, and I do domestic ware. That's what I enjoyed. I like making pots that people can actually use.
Yes.
We do okay.
I like the glazes every now and then. Mm. I walk in the shop and I see the neat black glaze that you got, or the green glaze, the red. You had a real nice red for a while.
Yes, the red is can come and go. It's the hardest glaze to actually get consistently.
Is it?
Because it's all to do. I won't get into the techniques, but it's all to do with the atmosphere in the kiln, not heat. But it's got to be quite smoky to get that red. Otherwise, it comes out a glassy green, which doesn't look very
right?
nice. It just has to have that reduction of oxygen to get the red.
Wow, I didn't realise they were the option.
Yeah. If you fired the copper glaze, which is the red glaze, in an electric kiln, it would be glassy green, and it looks horrible.
Okay.
Okay.
Probably a good thing I'm not a potter. Okay, let's do some other music. Now, you listen to Back Porch Bluegrass, and I have special guest Alan Rhodes from the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band talking about the latest album, These Old Hands, but I'm playing some other stuff too. Now, you used to have an old red mandolin that we used at the band for a while, an old Gibson, wasn't it?
Yes, and it called an F2, was it?
Yes.
With a round hole?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. F2 with a round hole, but the scroll on it.
And the scroll, Graham Lovejoy ended up with that.
Oh, good. Well, it couldn't go to a better home than Graham Lovejoy. He played mandolin in the band for several years. And anyway, I found this instrumental called The Old Red Mandolin by the Kathy Kallick Band. Tom Beckany is the mandolin player, and he does a fine job on it. Let's have a listen to that.
Down the pathway that leads to the valley, barren branches reach out to the sky. Empty houses stand starkly before me, no one left here to tell me goodbye. Now I stand here in object of pity, turn my collar to the falling snow. All my friends have gone north to the city, I remain as the last left to go. Of my childhood, from their birthplace their fortunes to find. Here awaits me the test of my manhood, to decide can I leave it behind. Now I stand here an object of pity, turn my collar to the falling snow. All my friends have gone north to the city, I remain as the last left to go. Seems my levels of courage, they vary. Will I follow the others someday? Now I stand here an object of pity, turn my collar to the falling snow. All my friends have gone north to the city, I remain as the last left to go.
Well, that was Jeff Scroggins and the band Colorado, and I thought you'd like to hear a tune like that. I've got with me in the studio Alan Rhodes from the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band, and we're talking bluegrass as well as talking about the newest album from Hamilton County, These Old Hands. Now, the next people I'd like to play, Alan, is the Earls of Leicester. You've heard of them, haven't you?
I have heard of them, yes.
Yeah, they're doing all that old Flat and Scrug stuff that we listened to. Our first albums that we ever got to listen to for bluegrass were Flat and Scruggs, yes.
At Carnegie Hall.
Yes, that's right. And then
Salty Dog Blues.
Yeah, Vanderbilt University and things like that.
Yeah.
So I've picked out a couple of tracks from the Earls of Leicester to play for you. First one is Big Black Train, because it's a train song.
Oh, good.
There's
like
no
that.
Trains on Coromandel apart from maybe Barry Brickell's thing. Did they ever have trains going up there?
Only the narrow gauge trains for doing, in the hills. For carting out.
They weren't connected to the rest of mainland.
No, only to Thames.
Okay.
Just to Thames.
Yeah,
and it stopped.
Yeah.
The hills, it's too rugged. You'd never get up there.
Yeah, right. So Alan likes train songs.
I do.
So we're having a few train songs. So I picked Big Black Train, and then I Don't Care Anymore, and I won't make any allegations about that, is why I think that song would suit you.
Oh,
But it's just a good fun song. Okay, here's the Earls of Leicester.
Well, I had the blues. But now they're gone. I'm on a big black freight train, and we're moving on. I'm on a big black train, and I'm moving on. I'm on a big black train. train and I'll soon be gone. Well, this big black train, it keeps moving on. Baby, better get on track. I got a one-way ticket and I won't be back. Well, this big black freight train is moving down the railroad track. On me, baby, and you told me lies. You said that you was gonna laugh every time I cried. Well, this big black freight train was telling you goodbye. Soon be gone. Well, this big black train, it keeps moving on.
Hey, well, yeah. What did you think of that old Flat and Scruggs stuff?
Yeah, it's really good, eh?
Yeah, they do a fine job of, and they sort of recreate the feeling of the old Flat and Scruggs band, but their musicianship is still representing them as players, and I think it's great stuff.
Really good.
Now, Alan, you used to play quite a lot of clawhammer-style banjo. And
I
you
did.
Still like it. In fact, you got a new banjo recently, didn't you?
I did.
What'd you get?
I got a banjo. It was made by Don Milne down in Dunedin.
Yes.
Fine banjo. Very
yeah.
nice.
Yes.
Old-style clawhammer banjo.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I still try a few tunes, but it's as easy as it used to be.
Yeah.
But I do enjoy the sound of the clawhammer banjo and old-timey music.
Yeah, okay. I always try and play a little bit on this show, just show us all where the music comes from and that. And this is the Iron Leg Boys playing a tune called Rattle Down the Acorns, and I think this is a great old-timey sound. Rattling Down the Acorns from the Iron Leg Boys. Now, Alan Rhodes.
Yes, sir.
Do you like the recording process?
Yes, I do.
It's quite hard, isn't it?
Yeah, but it's good. It's good creating something out of, you know, what you do. And, yeah, I do enjoy it.
Yeah, I know I always go into the studio with a sort of feeling of trepidation, you know, am I going to be able to do it right? Am I going to pick the way I expect to be able to pick? And I know I hate when I'm singing, I you know, I think I can sing, you know, averagely well and get it right, but in the studio all your faults are highlighted and everything goes wrong and you realise that you're slightly out of tune and your nose is pointing the wrong way and everything else is wrong about what you're doing, and my banjo playing's a bit the same. So, you know, you go in, you're essentially the vocalist.
Yeah.
A lot of pressure.
Yeah, I'm quite comfortable singing in a studio.
Yeah.
I don't have any major hang-ups.
Okay.
But to me it's not a hard job.
Mm.
You know, it's just what I'm used to, and I enjoy doing it.
Mm.
Playing a banjo, a bit different kettle of fish for me.
Yeah, getting the band to sound the way that you think it sounds is always difficult, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I know fiddling. There's so many so many different ways to make a banjo or a guitar or a voice sound good. And the technicians set it up and you think, yeah, that sounds great. And then they change it and you think, oh, that sounds great. Yeah, and then they change it again and you think, that sounds great.
Especially my son.
Yeah. Dave.
We'll try this microphone. We'll do this one now.
Well, he fiddled with the microphones that we were using and he
changed. But he wanted that sound. He wanted to get that crisp sound. And he knew what you wanted because you'd taken in albums that were already recorded just to give him the sound that we wanted.
I still didn't give him one and say we wanted to sound like this. I think I gave him five and they were all different and said these are all different ways to achieve it. And in fact, when I listened to the album, we achieved pretty well. But if I went in again, I'd probably do it a little bit differently. And I'm sure he would because he's constantly inventing new different ways to do things.
He's a fussy man.
And Jeremy was good too, because having someone, especially those two working together, having someone that had listened to a take and say, just about got it, but I think with just a smidgen more energy, you know, you'll come across better, or can you back off a bit? You're playing too heavy and it's, you know, you need to lighten up a little bit. And so that advice was really good coming from someone outside of us in the studio. Opening track on the album.
Yeah, I think the opening track sets the mood for what we achieved. Blue Ridge Mountain Girl.
Yeah, it's a great.
Where did we get it from? It
was a band called Blue Highway.
Blue Highway,
and it's just a classic song.
It is.
It's in structure, it seems to suit us. A bit like Reuben James, isn't it? It just really works as a song, and it's got some great harmonies in it. And it mentions about five different colours as well.
It does,
which is very good. Okay, let's hear Blue Ridge Mountain Girl.
Chicago. The wind, it cuts you like a knife. Another day, another dollar. What a way to spend your life. She was young and I was restless, so I set out to see the world. Left my home in old Virginia and my Blue Ridge Mountain Girl. I can see her standing by the window. There's nothing sadder in the world than to see those green eyes all red and crying on my Blue Ridge Mountain Girl. Said she made a pretty bride. As I lay here in the darkness, she lies by another side. Well, I've got gold in my pockets, diamond rings that I wear, but I'd trade them all tomorrow for the gold that's in her hair. I can see her standing by the window. There's nothing sadder in the world than to see those green eyes all red and crying on my Blue Ridge Mountain Girl. Nothing sadder see those green eyes all red and crying on my Blue Ridge Mountain girl.
Well, that's Blue Ridge Mountain Girl. What a great song it is, eh? You guys sound great trio with you and Tim
nice
and
harmony.
Pam.
Yeah. It worked real well.
Yeah, excellent song. Now, the title song, the song that we eventually chose as a title song for the album, These Old Hands, was written about you, wasn't it?
Yeah, you got...
I just had this idea.
Sam to do it.
Yeah, I was out driving and I thought... We ought to have a song called These Old Hands, because you're very much a man of the
hands,
land,
not the
so
brain.
To speak, of the hand.
Not the brain, just the hands.
And, you started out as an apprentice mechanic and then you went and made pots and, you built your house and you make pots and you play guitar and things and everything
hands
is
on.
Hands-on life. And anyway, I just stopped my car and rang my son Sam, who's a songwriter, and said, you write a song about Alan and these old hands. And... he came up with something totally different from what I expect today, which tends to happen with Sam. Mm. And that's a songwriter's viewpoint.
Absolutely.
I don't know what you think of singing a song about yourself. It's pretty good.
You
could have written it yourself, maybe.
Yeah, could have, but I think it's better someone else is doing it.
Yeah.
And I just latched onto it and I thought it was just one of them. Yeah, really, really cool songs.
It's just a magic
song. I just hope I do it justice, because I just think it's a really nice song.
We worked... to say we worked hard on the arrangement would sound like it really took a lot of moulding, but the song is so simple and so flowing that everyone just felt
slotted
good about
in,
the song.
And
slotted in, exactly right. Like that. Everything is backpedaled and played quite gently and lets the song stand for itself. I think it's a great title song, and I'm really proud of the fact that Sam wrote it.
Yep.
And when we played it at the concert the other night, I thought, yes, and there were people out there that were just hanging on. People have said to me that, that's everybody's song. You know, everyone could be like this
relating
if they use their hands.
Yes.
Yeah. So let's see if I can find it on this CD.
On the contraption that you have
over
there.
Yeah, okay. I'll
worse than playing a banjo.
See what we can do here.
These old hands have taken the long way home. The open road is the only way I know. So pour a glass and won't you sit a while, and I'll tell you why I'm singing about these old hands. When I was young, the song became my friend. I'd sing away from daybreak to end. Songs of love and songs of yesterday, these memories are here to stay. Then I met her at a Friday evening show. Most beautiful sight to behold. I still remember the look she gave and the vow we made as she held these old hands. These old hands have broken a rule or two. I moved out of the city and started new. I love the feel of grass between my toes. My hands compose a melody. We all know the that love ain't just for two. I sit and play guitar, my family grew. My heart is big enough to love them all, but I'll carry you forever in these old. So raise your glass with me as I sing to you. Of all good things, it's what I love to do. I shape the earth and I play a tune, and I think about being next to you. Like to take the long way home. The open road is the only way I know. Well, I've seen the world and I've found my love, and I've done it all. I've done it all with these old hands.
I have to say, Paul, that some people, or most people, will probably say that it's not very bluegrassy, but we've always done tunes that, and songs, haven't we, from all different types of... We learned our bluegrass craft real early on. We just love Flatten Scraggs and all the traditional bluegrass music, but we've always done the odd song that, you know, that's all from
I think that's what the Country
style.
Touch show did for us, playing on that and backing all these other artists. We learnt quite early on that you could apply our music to a whole bunch of different songs and things like that. And always, I know when we played in Australia, we picked up all different things. One of my favourite songs is that horrible, miserable song of that you do.
The Irish guy.
No, Gilbert O'Sullivan.
Yeah,
Alone Again, Naturally, you know. And and I think we did a great version of that song. And yeah, that's nothing at all.
Not bluegrass.
It's not bluegrass or folk or anything, you know. It's just miserable.
But it's just good to play. Play all sorts.
And I love the way that, you know, that song captures so much of your life, the red wines and the, you know, and Julia and the whole thing.
it's really neat. Yep.
Excellent song.
Sam's a great songwriter, there's no doubt about that.
Okay, talking to Alan Rhodes, the guitar player and lead singer for the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band, and we've just been playing some tracks from the latest album, These Old Hands, that you can get on iTunes or Spotify, or you can email me at paultrenwith@gmail.com, and we'll work out how we can get an album to you. I'm going to play a gospel song. I always try and play a gospel song on the show, and in fact this might end up taking it out. And this is from Dor Lawson. Remember when we saw Dor Lawson at the Grass Valley Festival in 2008? A bad band, eh?
Oh, excellent.
Top really, quality.
Really good.
And he does some of the best gospel music, and I found a song called I'm the Clay in Your Hands.
That sounds very good.
So you know how to work clay and how to make it into something useful, and that's the theory in this song, that God can make something useful out of your life. Here's Dor Lawson and Quicksilver, I'm the Clay in Your Hands.
Try me, Lord, you know my heart. Mold me, I'm the clay in your hand. Lord, should I stray from the straight narrow way, and what you would have me to be? Help me to deal with this self-stubborn will that brings out the weakness in me. Try me, Lord, you know my heart. Search me here as I am. sure you can see the weakness in me. Mold me, I'm the clay in your hand.
Oh, well, I just thought that song would be perfectly appropriate to a potter. Okay, let's take it out with another track on the thing. You come from north of Tairua, Whenuakiri, up on the Coromandel, and we have to pass through Hikawai to get there.
Yeah.
And Keith McMillan, our mandolin player, wrote a tune called Hikawai Hornpipe, which is good fun to play. Let's hear a little bit of it. Let me make sure I know what I'm doing here. Yes, okay. Let's take it out. Thanks very much for listening. See you next week.